This is your Jeff West Tigers locker room chats. Justin Fluke is out this week as he's in Kansas City taking care of his daughter who is ill. Mike Smith subbing in for Justin. I'm joined by Girls Head Coach Andrew Gower. Coach, you finished the regular season off with a 43-35 win at Royal Valley and a 6-14 record. What do you take away from that Royal Valley game to maybe prepare yourself for the postseason play?
I think it was a pretty good game for us, especially to build some momentum. We'd played them early in the season, and they had beaten us by 30 points. So it was definitely kind of a validation game for us to kind of see where we're at in the season and the things that we have been working on and kind of seeing how they looked the second time around. And so I was very pleased. We came out and played physical, didn't necessarily shoot the ball well, but defense pretty much won us that game.
Taking a look at the season overall, I know it's obviously not over because postseason play is coming up for you, but just the regular season in general, do you feel that your team progressed along the season and, you know, got better and, you know, kind of where you want them to be coming into postseason play?
I think so. I knew when I came in this year that I still had a pretty young team with only one senior and that I was a new coach taking over a team that kind of been struggling. And it hasn't been going as fast as I might have wanted to, but I've definitely seen the point in the season where we've made the turn to kind of get the thing rebuilt and definitely head in a positive direction. We've definitely, I think, done some great things this year. Record doesn't always necessarily tell that, but, you know, just from seeing practices and the way we battle in each game, we've definitely gotten a lot better, and I've been pleased with where we're headed.
Substate brackets have came out, and next week you'll take on Tonganoxie on Tuesday. Anything you're telling your squad to, you know, get prepared and maybe some big emphasis or a big point that you want them to remember going into postseason play?
To play like we did against Royal Valley. You know, offenses, we're going to have nights where offenses struggle, and we came out in that game and missed our first 15 shots, but at the end of the first quarter, we were only down 4 points, and it's more than anything, it's what I've been preaching on all year is, defense was going to keep us in most games, and then offense was eventually going to come around and help us win some games. And kind of looking over Tonganoxie and they're a young team, and so they're going to come out with a lot of energy, but not necessarily worried about what they're going to do, but just trying to get my team to play the way that we've been trying to play all year. And when it comes together, it looks pretty nice. So if we can continue to do that, I think we should see some success hopefully Tuesday.
Coach, I know I said it's the last locker room chat of the season. I speak for Justin and myself. Now, it's been a pleasure covering your Jeff West squad, and good luck in Substate, and hopefully everything goes well for you for the rest of the season as you prepare for Substate, and it's been a pleasure talking with you here today in the locker room chat.
Yep, definitely appreciate it. Hopefully Justin's out does better.
That was Girls Head Coach Andrew Gower for the Jeff West Tigers right there. After the break, Boys Head Coach Matt Tinsley joins me here on 103.9 KNZA.